We have the opportunity, as we do every month, to talk with somebody over at the East Otterdale County 4-H Department. We have talking for the first time with Jordan Gusa, the Extension Education of East Otterdale County. Jordan, welcome on. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So this is your first interview, and we get to talk about what's going on with East Otterdale County 4-H. So for those who don't know you, just kind of give us a little bit of an intro of who you are and how long you've been working with East Otterdale County 4-H.
Yeah, of course. So again, my name is Jordan, and this is my fourth week with East Otterdale, so I'm very new, just graduated from South Dakota State University in the beginning of May. With the Agricultural Leadership and Communication Studies degree. And I'm originally from the Minnesota River Valley down in Wabasha. And so my first month in the Staples, Perham area has been pretty wonderful. So
what's that been like for you kind of interacting with everybody in East Otterdale County 4-H? And what's it been like getting to kind of meet people and getting to take place in some of these events that have gone on in the late spring, early summer?
Been like a whirlwind because I'm kind of coming in at the end of a lot of planning, but also at the start of like fall planning. So I'm kind of getting thrown into a lot of things as all the camps and the fair and all that is pretty much planned when I started. So I'm very excited to learn about how the fair runs and all of that, but it's definitely been like a lot of nerves on my end for sure. Just as I'm coming into a whole new place, don't really know anybody yet. And so coming in as a new person is never super, I mean, it's exciting, but, you know, you're always nervous trying to meet new families and make sure they like you and things like that. So we have some big meetings and stuff coming up and then the fair coming up next month. So I'm hoping to meet all the big families and everybody that I need to meet here in the next couple weeks. So it's not as nerve-wracking for me once the fair season starts.
Getting thrown right into it, right? Just getting to experience it all in full force.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's going on over at East Otterdale County 4-H? What's kind of coming up in the next month, some of those big events where you get to kind of meet all those families and the kids and everybody involved?
Yeah, so like the things that go on all summer for us is we started our children's garden here a couple weeks ago, and we have 26 youth in that, and we get to teach them about all things gardening with our master gardeners from the county, and that's been something that I am taking part in, and it's been a super fun experience so far. And we're also partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, doing a big sewing project as well as a woodworking project. So again, getting to meet more 4-H youth and meet the people from the Boys and Girls Club has been awesome. We had our junior 4-H camp here last week down in Battle Lake, where we had East Otterdale, West Otterdale, Becker, Douglas, and Wadena participate in that. And that was awesome. I met a lot of kids and I met all the other educators in the area. So that was awesome. So now I kind of have a friendships with the other educators near me, so that's exciting to have them as a resource as well. And then we have, like I said, the county fair coming up in late July, and that's the next big project that we have, and I'm very excited for that as well. But pretty much just the programming stuff that I had said already is going on this month, and then some of those big meetings that you just kind of have to have before your fair starts, like Livestock Committee, Federation, Food Stand, all of those things, that just to get the nitty-gritty details set in and hopefully have a smooth fair. So,
yeah, and you know, like you said, you're just starting out in this job. You're trying to go out and meet people and get ready and do all these big summer events in a really busy time for East Otterdale County 4-H. But for yourself, kind of how much has 4-H meant to you, or how much has agriculture meant to you in your life, or just the things that 4-H is about? How much has that impacted your life, and how much do you want to share that with everybody in this community?
Yeah, I mean, I was a 4-H'er growing up. I started back in seventh grade and then went through my 13th year. And then I went to college as an agriculture student. So obviously it impacted me enough to want to keep doing it in my post-education career. And then from there, I got the opportunity to intern with Minnesota 4-H down in Goodhue County, which was an eye-opening experience because I didn't really know what I wanted to do for a career as a sophomore in college, as most don't. And I then was on the job hunt as a senior, and I was applying for 4-H educating positions around the nation. Again, like every college student doesn't want to move back to their home state, I feel like, but I'm back in Minnesota and I couldn't be happier. So I think it's impacted me a ton. I got to travel around the nation, meet a ton of people with 4-H, and I hope I can expand East Otterdale and maybe the other counties in our area to do the things like the travel exchange program, go to Washington, D.C., you know, go to the conferences. Like I'm at Yellow right now, up in Bemidji. And even for me, I've met I've met some great friends so far that are my age up here, and I hope the kids that I'm chaperoning are doing the same, because this is a cool experience that I never did in 4-H. So I hope they're loving it as much as I am. And I just hope to kind of carry that positivity around a county that may not do all the things that I did in 4-H. And I hope to bring those to the table so they can have as good of experience as me, because in reality, agriculture does kind of run and make the world spin. So without it, we wouldn't have a ton. So I just hope to keep advocating for that as much as I can.
Awesome. 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 Hey, Jordan, if there's anything else you have left to say about East Otter Tail County 4-H, we'll give you the floor. Otherwise, if you want people to know more about how to sign up or who to get in touch with, you can say that right now, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, just come support us in the county fairs around. Obviously, the Wadena fairs next week. Ours is in July. Same with West Otter Tail. They're the same week. So if people want to come out and support those, obviously, we want people there. And if you want to contact us, of course, I don't know my office phone number right off the top of my head, but if you just want to contact the East Otter Tail 4-H office at any time, Sarah or myself can help you get squared away on 4-H online and get signed up for the next program year, as people in the classroom, as well as people that show at the county fair. And obviously us as the educators want to see new faces every year. So just contact that office anytime and we should be able to help you.
All right. Awesome. We are talking with Jordan Gusa. She's the extension educator at East Otter Tail County, specifically in that youth development part. Great to meet you, Jordan. We look forward to chatting with you and Sarah in the coming months, and especially as we get ready for that East Otter Tail County Fair. So we'll let you get back at it, and we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's nice meeting you as well.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, for the full clip, and you can also check it out on the KWAD Facebook page.